Then teacher said, okay, then teacher. Teacher could not stand in front.
Yes, now I left Marla and UK
in London.
Anyhow, when I'm seeing these small boys, small girls, they are trying to practice Krishna consciousness, I am very surprised and stunned to see the mercy of Srila Swami Maharaj. And it's come to us in this way. They do not know about Krishna consciousness, but they are enlightened. They are thinking, it is my religion, I must take it. And my, not it is my body religion, it is my Atma, the soul's religion. And I talk with them sometimes. That is, I love very much to the children. And you are all enlightened, that is, you have some senses. You can understand something. But they have nothing like you. Oh, but they are very much enlightened. It is mercy of Krishna. And all over the world, this way going, Krishna consciousness. And necessary to make harmony in our heart. And this is my prayer to you all. Try to make it harmonious way. And you must see the play of Krishna wavering away with you. Maharaj is very merciful to me. Sripad Janardhan Maharaj, he is living GVC, you do not know. He is Prabhupada himself, Swami Maharaj Prabhupada,
lifelong.
He makes him lifelong GVC in his car. And Sripad Janardhan Maharaj, you know, he was temple president of Vrindavan, everybody knows him. But like there many of the disciples of Srila Swami Maharaj's Prabhupada, like Bhakti Sudhi Goswami, like Ashram Maharaj, Giri Maharaj, many.
Jira Maharaj.
Jira Maharaj. Many. 80% disciples of Srila Prabhupada. I have got their mercy. In every country, it is my good fortune, no doubt. I have not qualification, anything, but that is, I have got mercy of Guru Maharaj and Srila Swami Maharaj, and everybody is merciful to me. And this mercy coming, blowing through that way. But they are always helping me. I have the service to Guru Maharaj. They know the position of Guru Maharaj. From the time of Srila Swami Maharaj, when Srila Swami Maharaj was coming to see Guru Maharaj, that time Maharaj also coming, and living GVC Janardhan Maharaj, he is very merciful to me. His history, he is very clean-hearted person, very much clean-hearted. You cannot conceive how much clean. He, when he took sannyas, he went to Prabhupada Swami Maharaj and asked sannyas, Prabhupada, you give me sannyas, that will be good for me. And Prabhupada asked him, why he wants to take sannyas? And he told, that is, I cannot work with my any god brother. And Prabhupada said, yes. It's good reason. Very nice guru, nice disciple. Very clearly, Prabhupada, I cannot work with any god. That is, you give me sannyas. And Prabhupada said, yes, good reason. Many things story about Sripad Janardhan Maharaj, I know many things. Time is 7:20, now we shall chant something. And again we shall try to meet. And this is, in this this season, my last meeting here in this hall, again Krishna will give chance to meet with you all, then again we shall try to come here. I am always expecting to get your association. Always devotees association is my life goal, and that is giving me much inspiration. I am getting much power and everything from the devotee. Sometimes I am telling, I am like solar charge battery. You are all the rays of the light of Krishna consciousness, and I am enlightened through your power. That's my work. And I shall try to come again for recharging. All the devotees ki jai. All the Australian and Western world devotees.
Jai Vishnu Pad Paramahamsa Parivrajika Charyasta Tata Sata Shri Srimad His Divine Grace Srila Bhakti Sunda Govinda Dev Goswami Maharaj Ki Jai. Varga Acharya, our beloved Srila Gurudev, His Divine Grace Srila Bhakti Sunda Govinda Dev Goswami Maharaj Ki Jai. Acharya Dev Srila Govinda Maharaj Ki
Jai. Radha Madhav.
Bona fide spiritual master.
That is the ruling of the Vedas made by Krishna himself. And there is some system. And everywhere Krishna shown that he does not want to break that ruling. And ruling is that Krishna makes some system. Through his agent, he will selling himself. Understand? Company, when making something, company himself not selling. It's my experience. I have seen bath get company. One company, I went to buy for Guru Maharaj one oil, bath get castor oil. But when I went to the company, looking me as sannyasi, brahmachari, they gave one file to me, but not sell, sold. They told, we are not selling, we are producers, not sellers. You, if you want to take it, you go to our agent, and they are selling, shop to shop. You will get it everywhere. All over India you will get. But through the seller. But we are not selling. We are selling to our agent. Our agent selling to the sub-agent. This way is the way. Vedic system like that. Krishna himself wants to sell him to the devotee, but through the agent. This is the ruling in Vedic, and Krishna do not want to break it. That is Shruti. And Shruti coming through the agent, that is Guru. Then if you need any transcendental mantra through Guru, you must take it. And gurus have some symptoms, some qualifications, qualities. That's also stated who will be guru or who not will be guru. In the scripture it is stated. And that way it is coming down from transcendental world to the mundane world. And Krishna himself manifesting in form of guru In front of the sincere seeker. And he is initiated through that person. This is the process, Vaidic process. Otherwise you will see the mantra, it is published in the book, it not will be fruitful. That is mantra coming down heart to heart. And guru given to sincere seeker. And when he will become guru, that's also he will give to others. This way it is coming. Then it is necessary to take from someone qualified as a yes,
Maharaj, there's a devotee who's following the process and he's giving that the mantra to the other devotees. If there's a guru but he's not the highest guru, is there a benefit from that?
Yes. Gurus have many positions. Uttama Adhikari, Madhyama Adhikari, Kanishtha Adhikari. Actually, Kanishtha Adhikari have no right to be guru. But Mahaprabhu said, here is only one mantra and it is my order, you practice it and give to others. There is some Kanishtha Adhikaris also have some opportunity to distribute that. But really, guru's position is Madhyama Adhikari. Within Madhyama Adhikari, he will distribute that Krishna consciousness. Krishna consciousness. And why? That is, he can see the deity, devotee, and the mantra. See. He can see that. That is Madhyama Adhikari. Archayamiva Haraya Pujanga Sraddhayati Natad Bhakteshu Chanyeshu Savakta Praktita Smita and Ishwarita Dabhineshu Balisheshu Dishatsuja Vema Maitri Kripopekha Jagariti Samadhyama. It is Madhyama Adhikari. And Sarvabhuteshu Javashyet Bhagavad Bhava Matmana Bhutani Bhagavad Tatman Nesha Bhava Bhakasavad Dhidhi Uttama Adhikari. Then qualified person is very good. If not, they are qualified person, half qualified, Madhyama Adhikari, it is very good. If not, they are that person, then Kanishtha Adhikari also can act. But he will show the guru that is best. He will show that he is guru. And this way he can be. And the Harinam, everybody can take Harinam. Everybody can distribute for now. If he will get it from a qualified person, he can give for now to others. But not act as a guru, as a guru. Not to act. That is good. That is guru's position always Madhyama Adhikari. Otherwise not to be guru. Gurus have some qualification. Vipashindu, Shushankunna, Sarvasattva, Pokaraka, Nistriya, Sarvata, Siddha, Sarvavidya, Vijarada, Sarvasamsaya, Satchetta, Anarasa, Guru Rahu. This is the qualification of Guru. And it is good for preaching mission and good for society and good for the devotee, sincere seeker. Then he can say something about his guru. He can praise something about his guru. And it is good for a sincere seeker.
Can that mantra be received in an informal way, or does there have to be a formal initiation ceremony?
When it is initiation, then formal way, necessary to say. That is, both sides will be clean. Otherwise, informal way also sometimes taking. And that is not rule. But when taking initiation, formally taking initiation, that is good. Then it is when somebody getting birth, in the society, boy, in the society, some boy born, then we are distributing the sweets, we are doing this, we are doing that. In India, they are doing sound in the conch. Suddenly, if you heard the 5-6 conch at a time, coming out sound from conch 5-6, you can immediately guess somebody born, somebody's house. And you will go there. Then they are all the witness. Yeah, I born there. It is formal, but he already born. But formally he is getting the place in that society. Yeah, one Brahmin boy today born, one Kshatriya boy today born. And they are choosing the name. That time also many witness. It is, I am telling witness, not witness actually, it is praise. But what is the system? If we see the whole system, which way it is forming a society, that we can say bylaws. If you want to form a society, there is some bylaws. And it is bylaws there. Unwritten bylaws. You know, yes, this boy is this man's son. This way.
How to actually give honor as opposed to just flattering someone? You say that we should
how give honor but not flatter. You know, what is the difference?
Flattering?
That is honor. Yes, flattery is not good. But honor giving, when honor will come in my heart, then I must try to give to others that. That is good. It will come to me. Come, honor means that sense of honor. Not sense, what you mean? That is knowledge.
Respect. Respect.
No. I think. Consciousness. Honorable consciousness when will reveal in my heart. And it is clean way I can praise to other Vaishnavas, but not to do flattery. Flattery is not necessary. But for our diplomacy, sometimes we are doing some flattery. And it is called transcendental diplomacy. You can call it transcendental diplomacy. We are doing some flattery sometimes. But it is necessary to do. That is for the service to Krishna. Who is the expert? He can do that. I can remove the, I can change the mind of someone through the flattery. That is policy, sometimes diplomacy. And that way, if I do that, it is not result coming as flattery. Result coming as service. Then that service you shall do. I want to do good for him. Then I am thinking that man needs some flattery. Then he will come to control. Like a horse, a very energetic horse, if you ride in the horse, he wants to run. But you are not giving chance to run. He wants to stay, stand by something, sometimes. But the horse is doing that or that. But if you give some chance to run, then he'll take back and he will be happy. Like that. And then for control of his mind, sometimes. But that can do an expert on it. Who is expert in it? Otherwise, it makes them go bad away. also against a few. Who will do against a few? It can go. Chant Hare Krishna Mahamantra. That is the best policy. And be humble, tolerant, and giving honor to others. This way you will try to cross it. Then automatically your mind will be controlled. This is simple way. And that sky way many things.
In reference to chanting Hare Krishna, sometimes we find that while trying to chant our japa, the mind is thinking this, going this way, that way, and we are committing aparad, not concentrating on the mantra.
Yes, it will happen. It will be, no doubt. And Arjuna said in Srimad Bhagavad Gita, you read it, Chanchalan Himana Krishna Pramati Valabhadridam. Sashayam Nigran Manni Bayurim Shudhishwaran. We can control the air but cannot control our mind. This said in Bhagavad Gita is it. An answer also Krishna given very easy. Answer. Adhyase no jukamti or vrihagye no jukvichate. Try to practice and try to control. No other way. Adhyase no jukamti or vrihagye no jukvichate. It will go out, no doubt, and you try to control that. That's called practice. Practitioners practice in that. It will go, no doubt, it will go.
You said for initiation it's a formal ceremony for Diksha or Harinam, but for if someone wants to be a Shiksha disciple, is that a formal ceremony?
No. It's not formal ceremony. Only Diksha, for Diksha, maybe Harinam or maybe Mantra. There is some formal ceremony. But Shiksha Guru, if you go to your Shiksha Guru and obey and humbly. That is process but not ceremony. In the Veda that process is given. See? Guru Meva Abhidachya. Tasmat Guru Prapadyeta Jigyasu Seyayuttama Shabde Pare Chanishnatam Brahman Nupashamam. Who is a spark? If you want to know something from him, you go as a Jigyasu. Jigyasu means seeker. But with humble humility and give an honor to him, and tolerant, that is, Tasmat Gurum Prapadyeta Jigyasu Seyai Uttamam. Then you can question to him and you can learn from him. If you have some faith to him, you can do that. And there is no formal ceremony. And not only that, for life, whole life, you can take him as your instructor guru. Only you will give recognition that he is my instructor. That's necessary. Otherwise, teaching is not only driven in your heart. You must give recognition. That's necessary. Yeah, he is my guru, instructor.
Can I ask a question?
Huh?
Guru, I was just wondering. Would it be possible to be you in Krishna consciousness, like just you?
Mm-hmm.
Like I have a real problem with fitting into like molds and boxes, like the somebody else, particularly men, it really bugs me. It just really bugs me. I feel that men might want to sort of put women in boxes and keep them there and have them serving them so they can feel like big kings. And I couldn't stand that. So could you please give some advice as to if I have a problem with that, could you please clarify if I have a problem? Because I just want to be me. I want to be free to be me. I don't want to be somebody else. You know, and I just want to try and do some service for the devotees who are really genuinely, they genuinely love Krishna, and that's where I'm at. You know, I don't want any nonsense. I can't tolerate nonsense. And it's just got to go. You know?
Then, it is very good process. You chant Hare Krishna mantra and try to concentrate your mind in the mantra and chant it. Sitting in a place, sitting in a nice place.
Quiet place, right? Quiet place. Nice quiet place, huh?
What's that noise?
Some place. And where is suitable for you, that place. And chant Hare Krishna. And concentration. Mind concentration. And you will.
Mind concentration?
Concentration in the name. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. This way. And sit it in one place as possible. Spend that time, that is the Buddha.
Okay.
Then you will feel well.
Joy! Phew! I've felt really sick for a long, long time. You know? I feel really, really sick. I felt like there was something wrong with me. You know, like I was really sick.
No, nothing wrong with you. Actually, everything is good with you.
I can't believe
but
what I've been through. You know?
It is necessary. It is some like water. Somebody put it some thrown in the water and water going this way. But it will be set up.
Oh thank God. Thank God. Thank you. What can I say? How can I say?
What's the best way to deal with if we're angry with a devotee? If we're angry with a devotee, what's the best way to deal with that?
Angry with devotee? You are angry with devotee.
No, Maharaj, what she's asking is, if you are angry with devotee.
I am.
If I'm angry, if someone's angry with devotee, how is best way to manage that?
There's one devotee I'm very angry with at the moment.
You want to know?
I want to know. I'm thinking I'll keep away from that devotee. But actually, even keeping away from that devotee, I'm feeling more and more angry towards that devotee. So I'm wondering, what's the best way to deal with my anger?
It is a little difficulty, but you will feel that if he is a devotee, you will try to feel it. If he is a devotee to Krishna and a relationship with Krishna is transcendental with me and he, this is transcendental. And my angerness coming through mundane prayer benefit. That is, he is not giving honor or he is telling something bad or he is doing something wrong and I cannot tolerate that. This way, anger coming. Then you try to harmonize and adjust. Really, if he is a devotee, it is not good for me to, with your, good things. Guru Maharaj said that Bengali I know, English I do not know. Guru Maharaj said with your dharma buddhi. Dharma buddhi, when you say religious mind, religious
intelligence,
you realize it, that it is not good, I can understand, then why I shall be angry with him? Maybe he is wrong. He is doing wrong. But at least I shall try to avoid that anger position. That is, I know he is a devotee. And it is not good for me. This way, dharma buddhi, it is called dharma buddhi. Through that mind, you try to control your mind. No other way. Somebody is very fair lady, and somebody attracted to see the fair lady, what he will do with his dharma buddhi? He will control mind. This also another way coming. This question comes to Yudhishthira Maharaj in Mahabharata. Krishna asking to Yudhishthira, your mother is very beautiful lady. You are looking always mother, sometimes not coming anything in your mind to see your mother. And Yudhishthira said, yes, sometimes coming. That Yudhishthira is not never telling lies. And Krishna asked this question direct to Yudhishthira. It is in Mahabharata. But with my religious intelligence, I am proceeding my steps always, then I can control everything. I have no problem. And this also like that.
There's the injunction in the scriptures that if someone blasphemes the true devotee, you should cut out their tongue. And if you can't do that, you should give up your life, or if you can't do that, you should go away.
That is about Guru. If anybody
towards
will
you.
Abuse your Guru, if you are a king, you must give punishment to him that way. And if you have not that type of power and capacity, you must avoid that situation. And for us, it is good not to live with him anyway. We must avoid that. It is not country rule, and we must see the society rule, country rule, many things. Then we decide we shall avoid that association. Again, not we take that association. This is good.
Is this what I'm saying? This person very offensive towards you. I'm thinking I'll keep away from this person, but actually I'm just becoming more and more angry.
Yes,
no,
then you control your angerness, what you will do. That is, law will go against you.
I know, I don't know what to do.
Then you try to control your mind and analyze that person. That is very easy. Sometimes it is necessary to see the sun. Sun ray can make you auspicious from that. It is also stated in that. Surya Atava, you take bath. Take bath and see sun. This is also in the Smriti Shastra. But we are going other way. But we are and avoid forever. That is good. He may be good man. He is his own John. I am living in my own John. No problem. Sometimes I am not seeing, I am avoiding. Sometimes he also invited in a great meeting. Also I am invited in that meeting. But I am avoiding that. I am not going. And they know if that man will come, Govinda Maharaj will come. Who is inviting us? They also know this clear. The Govinda Maharaj not will come. And last happened in Vrindavan. they are doing inauguration of the temple. Arrangement, everything done, and they come for inviting me. I told them who will come and who will not come. And they smiled, he's come. I shall try to go. But you know, I shall try only.
And if you, with the family, your family?
No, not with my family, just with
with Krishna consciousness.
Yes, connection is eternal. I cannot understand clearly your question, but I am thinking this is your answer. With Guru and family, if it is Vaishnava family and Vaishnava Guru, then connection is eternal. Is there an answer? Krishna said in Srimad Bhagavad Gita, if you practice in this life, within this life you can get to possession in Goloka Vrindavan. And if it is not, again birth will come for you. But that birth will get in a Vaishnava family. And if you can proceed in this life, can do. Within 5 minutes also somebody can get it. Then possibility within this life, if not you will get it, the next life will come for you. And that life you will get with birth in the Vaishnava family. And good association you will get. In Bhagavad Gita, Nahi Kalyano Trikaschit, Duggatim Tata Gacchati, Suchinang Srimatangi He Yuga Bhrasto Vijayate. You read it? This is first thing I answer there. Suchinang Srimatangi He Yuga Bhrasto Vijayate. Your position is like Yuga Bhrasto. That is, before that, before getting Siddhi, you are dead. Then what will be for you? And you will get a better chance for that.
Maharaj, why Srimatam? Why take birth in a family of rich men?
Srimatam is not rich man.
No.
Who have wealth of Krishna consciousness, he also Srimatam. Not only rich man. He will practice Krishna consciousness happily. Where is possible, that type of opportunity he will get. He may be Parananda's house. There is some wealth. Something this, something that. I like that. It is called Srimatam. An example I am telling. Yeah, no food deficiency. You will get food proper. You will get chance proper to practice Krishna consciousness. You will get association. Like that.
I think that the people who are coming to see you have had contact with Krishna consciousness in a previous life.
Who is coming to see me?
Yeah.
Maybe he has previous life or this life. It is possible for everybody. But there is some sukriti, no doubt. We can consider it. That is, he is coming in the line of Krishna consciousness. He is happy to hear Krishna consciousness, or he wants to know about Krishna consciousness. Everything, if it is within Krishna consciousness jurisdiction, then there you can say sukriti. He has some sukriti. কোনো ভাগ্যে কোনো জীবের শ্রদ্ধা যদি হয় তবে সেই জীব সাধ ভ্রম করায়। দিস ইজ চরিতামৃত। কোনো ভাগ্য মিন ফরচুনেট সোল, অ্যান্ড ফরচুনেট সোল মিনস হু হ্যাভ সাম স্বীকৃতি অ্যান্ড নিত্য স্বীকৃতি, হি উইল ক্যান হি ক্যান টাচ দি কৃষ্ণ কনসাসনেস লাইফ। Otherwise, Nitya Sukriti, if he has not, he will get some pious association. This is many things possible. But top to bottom have possibility if he has some Sukriti.
Bhagavad Gita definition of Sukriti.
Sukriti's definition is eternally pious work. Result will come to him. Like that example given in the scripture, some prisoner. Every day he is living in the temple. Our temple, Navadvipa, you have seen? In the temple, many thousands of prisoners they are living. But every day they are going out.
Pigeon.
And going out for feeding and evening they are coming back, and somebody seated and there somebody not getting place to sit, and he is rounding the temple. Maybe 3 times, 4 times, 6 times. I am also joking with them sometimes. I am throwing some thing and they are going out and again they are rounding. When I was young, I am doing that, not now. I had this is Nitya Sukriti, then I shall give them Nitya Sukriti. Round, round. Why you are sitting? Round. This is called Nitya Sukriti. That is, there is a deity, Krishna himself, Mahaprabhu, Narayan. And if they will give circumambulation, then they will get Nitya Sukriti. This is Nitya Sukriti. One kind of Nitya Sukriti. And other kind, you can say, you are very hungry and you need some food. Suddenly you went to some Vaishnava's house and Vaishnava, you ask something, begging, yo, please give me some. I am very hungry. If Vaishnava will give something, that's also needed. That is, Vaishnava always offering something, then giving to others. And that is, in from the hand of Vaishnava coming to you, that's also needed. There are many ways you will get association of the devotees, and that will take form of Nityashukriti. And through that Sukriti, you can come to Krishna consciousness line.
Is Narayan another name for Krishna?
Yes, Krishna, Narayan is non-different, but there is some difference that Krishna form exalted with another 4 kind of quality. And that is not living within God. Narayan, generally if we say, who is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, generally we can say Vishnu. And Vishnu's form as Narayan, as Krishna, as everything. It is general vision. But if we will try to realize what is the difference of Krishna, difference of Narayan, differentiating, what differentiating Krishna's form, Narayan's form, this way. Then we must say Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And why? There is 4 kind of special qualities that is not within others, the form of Vishnu. And it is living within Krishna. Then Vishnu, Narayan, Krishna, all is same category. Vishnu, Narayana, Krishna, Vaikuntha, Vishvarasrava, Damodara, Hrishikesha, Keshava, Madhava, Sahu, Daityari, Pundarikakha, Govinda, Garudadhaja, Pitambara, Astuta, Sarnidhi, Vishaksena, Janardana, Upendra, Indravaraja, Chakrapani, Chaturbhuja, Padmanabha, Madhiruku, Vasudeva, Tivikrama, Devaki Nandana, Shauri, Sripati, Purushava, like that many thousands. Name of Narayana. And in same category, all this. Vanamali, Bali, Dhansi, Kansharati, all the name of Narayana. Category, in same category. But there is special, some qualification, different each other, with each other. And what kind of your mood of devotion, you will search that and you will go there for worship.
In the sermons too, Guru Maharaj says Shiva is Jiva.
Huh?
He says Shiva is Jiva, or Jiva is Shiva. The fact that Jiva is Shiva.
That said, that Guru Maharaj said, Pashavattva bhave jiva pashamukta salashiva. It is in the tantra, not... Yeah, that Guru Maharaj can refer it. Pashavattva bhave jiva. When the jiva soul is